Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we head to southern France to visit the Lumer-Arles Creative Arts Hub. The sprawling site will soon be welcoming a new architectural feature, a tower designed by the Canadian-American architect Frank Gehry. Monocle's Tom Hall took a trip up the half-built structure to check out the view.
Frank Gehry's new tower looms above the former railway warehouses of arts venue Lumer-Arles, established by arts patron Meyer Hoffman. At 56 metres high and exuding his signature wavy metallic forms, the tower will elevate 9 floors from street level and have a further 2 substantial floors tucked underneath. That's where I meet Lumer-Arles CEO Mustafa Buhiati, who explains that Gehry is not the first visitor to the city to have a visual impact.
Arles is on the border of the Mediterranean Sea in the south of France. It's a city that dates back to Roman times. There is still an amazing heritage that exists, and you can walk around. And when you look at the scale of that Roman heritage and the scale of town, you get to understand that there was something special about this city. There is still an amphitheater, which is huge. It can host about 8,000 people, and it's still being used, actually, for the purpose for which it was built. And basically, there is such a density and concentration of this heritage that shows that the town has had a very specific status, actually, during the Roman times. It's because people from Arles have helped Caesar in his battle against Pompey, who was retreated in Marseille. And that's why people in Arles have always had a very specific status. They were considered as citizens of Rome. So the site actually sits next to this Roman necropolis. But over time, in the 19th century, when suddenly modernity, the Industrial Revolution, started, there was a rail track that would go from Paris to Lyon and to Marseille. It was called PLM, and basically it was the main line in France, because from Marseille then they would go to the colonies, you know, take the boat to North Africa. And Arles was selected as the place where they would build sheds to build, mend, repair trains. So we are actually located in an area called Parc des Ateliers, where you have existing buildings, which are sheds that date back to the 19th century. La Grande Halle, which used to be La Chaudronnerie, where they would melt metal. Mécanique Générale, where they would, you know, repair trains. Les Forges, where they would mold, the metal, etc. Another building called Formation, where they would train people. Basically, in this area, that's the place that has been the most active of the city.
But by the turn of the millennium, that industrial hub had ground to a halt, and new forces were shaping both Arles and the global business landscape.
So you have all this whole shift where culture was understood to be one of the leverage points, you know, for people, cities, countries to exist. And with this globalization and this very specific moment where you have galleries actually starting making money, building new spaces, more modern, bigger, therefore producing bigger artworks with, you know, monumental art, with, you know, public institutions not in the capacity to either collect, buy that art, or produce or host these huge artworks at the time. That's where Maya, who was producing the film, a movie that Sidney Pollack was doing on Frank Gehry called Sketches, great film. You know, she met with Frank and she was in touch with him. And basically she went to him with questions, with, you know, not to commission a building, but actually to ask questions, you know, so what are we faced with here? What is happening? You know, it's more or less the beginnings of the 21st century. It was very common at the time to wonder, you know, so where are we going?
Today, we're going up to the very top.
I'm Judith Wallner, and I'm in charge of communications for Lumer-Arles, the project of the Lumer Foundation at Parc des Ateliers.
We're standing here in hard hats and high-vis and big Wellington boots on a building site among towering components, Gehry-esque sort of writhing masses of steel and aluminium, I assume. It's only in this kind of position where you realize that even a building as large as this is, it's part of its component parts. It's like a enormous IKEA table.
I guess so. It's maybe a bit complex and a bit more complex to build such a building. For instance, this building is made possible by what we call a building information model. This is basically how our different companies work together on the same building and on different aspects of the construction. It allows for direct, you know, calculation of new changes in the building and information sharing in real time. So that's really what makes possible such a complex building. We did adjust to what we had initially planned to build this building, because the building in itself, since it's signed by Frank Gehry, it's a prototype, you know, it's never been done before. However, it's a building that is very much rooted in what exists locally. So it will be circled by a rotonde, or a drum, which is clearly a reference to the arènes, although the arènes are oval. It's actually a double reference, because if you take the arènes in the Middle Ages, you used to have, you know, people living within the arènes, and that's precisely what you're going to find in this building, with the core of the activity coming out of the building and working really within this this drum. 30 seconds. Okay, so it takes 30 seconds to go from minus 2 till here. So we're now literally on the top floor.
So we're now at the top of Frank Gehry's nearly completed tower. Judith, tell us what we're looking at here. I mean, the view is absolutely stunning.
Well, from here you can see pretty much everything. Straight on your way you can see the Rhône, the river, the Arène, obviously. Right next to it you have the Collège, la Tour du Collège Saint-Charles, which is, it used to be the tallest tower in town before we came. At the bottom of the Gehry building, you can see another construction site, which is l'École Nationale Supérieure de la Photo. If we turn around, in the distance, we can see, first of all, Abbaye de Montmajour, which is an abbey that was created in the Middle Ages. In the distance, you can see Mont Ventoux, so that's a mountain. At the very far end, you can see Les Baux de Provence, so this region is the Alpi. And if you turn right, you get to see the Montagne Sainte-Victoire, which was painted by Cézanne, among others.
How's the space that we're actually standing on going to be used?
This is an event space, so it will be equipped by a Michelin star cuisine, but that doesn't mean we will have yet another fancy restaurant at the top of the building, because this is not quite what we're trying to achieve here. Nevertheless, if we want to organize such dinners in this event space, we will be able to do so, but we could also organize concerts or exhibitions or cocktails, anything, with this beautiful view, obviously.
How many times have you been up this tower, Judith?
Well, it's hard to say. I'd say more than 100 times.
And does it ever lose its appeal?
No, never. Never. Because if you come in winter time, then the light is different. And, you know, depending on how the wind goes, you get to see new things every time. And the construction site in itself changes all the time. So it's I never get bored.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Tom Hall for today's episode. And remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.